Simply Stogie's coverage of the 2024 PCA Trade Show is sponsored by My Old Kentucky Herf, May 11th. Call Fat Ass Cigar Lounge at 606-254-0484 to get your tickets.
Welcome to Simply Stogie's. I am your host, James. This is part two of our PCA 2024 coverage brought to you by Mild Kentucky Herf, Mild Kentucky Herf, May 11th. Guys, tickets are quickly running out. You need to give Dwight and Steven a call at Fat Ash Cigars in Ashland, Kentucky at 606-254-0484. That's 606-254-0484. You're going to get access to principals and blenders from the industry. You're going to walk away with more than a box of cigars, of free cigars. You're going to get two beer tickets and a food voucher, all for $225. That's an insane value. Where else can you get that many cigars and access and have conversations with these folks in the industry? The answer is nowhere. And some of the folks who are going to be there, Luciano Morales, Luciano Cigars, Ricky Rodriguez, Chef Rick, West Tampa Tobacco, he's going to be there. We've also got, let's take a look here, Justo Aroa from JRE Tobacco. We've got Brian Matola from Cavalier, one of my, I love Brian to death, just a great guy. And then, of course, one of my good friends, friend of the show, and supporter of the show, Lou Cross from Lure Cigars is going to be there, the newcomer to the game. Plus, I know for a fact, guys, that Greg Free from Fortaleza y Libre will be there, as well as Nicholas Cirrus, my friend, our co-host from LH Cigars is going to be there. It'll be your chance, your opportunity to try a couple of new cigars from him, the Sophos, the Nikos, or the Nicholas. And of course, you'll probably get the Nikos there as well. Who knows? He's going to have a ton of stuff, guys. There is a lot going on there. May 11th. $225, 606-254-0484. Give Dwight and Steven a call. And while you're talking to him, ask them about the dinner with Luciano Morales on May 10th, the night before. That is a very limited event, very few tickets for that. When you go, you'll be entered to win a Luciano-branded golf bag. I think they've got some things they're giving away with this as well that you everyone's going to get when you go. It's going to be a great dinner. It's going to be a great time to sit down in an intimate setting and have, dinner with Luciano and ask him some questions. So if you're interested in that, 606-254-0484. That's 606-254-0484. Just want to make sure I had that memorized correctly. Give them a call. I hope to see you there. As far as part two coverage of our PCA trade show, again, sponsored by my friends at Mild Kentucky Herf and Fat Ash Cigars, Ashland, Kentucky. Look, we start with General Cigars. This is a brand that we've never interviewed before, and we probably should. A lot of people smoke them. A lot of folks smoke them. I know we're the boutique guys. We love boutique cigars, but you know what? There is a much wider audience out there for some of these cigars, and so you know, and they're great interviews. Nick Cirrus, he gets with Macanudo, a CAO, Sean Williams from Cohiba. Then he goes over to Sancho Panza, and then of course he just kind of winds up his friend Matt Booth, who's there just because he's there, because Forged wasn't there. This was just General Cigars from STG, and so we'll find out what Matt has to say, and from there Nick goes over and hangs out with the guys from Freud Cigars, including John Sally. You've got two interviews there. A great guy, John Sally. It was wonderful to meet him. I got to shake his hand, tell him I was a big fan. Love the cigars, love this basketball career, but you know what? It's about the cigars here, and that's what kind of Nick sticks to, so I can't wait for you to hear that interview. From there, you're going to see me with Ian Reith from Dapper Cigars. That was a great conversation. Look, Dapper's changing the game. Dapper is changing the game. And again, this is one of the folks that Brooks told me. He asked me, hey, go spend some time with Ian. He's doing some really good things with how he's releasing cigars. And hopefully changing the game for the better in the cigar industry. So I'm really looking forward to you guys hearing that and seeing what Ian and Dapper Cigars are doing. Really great cigars. Plus, he's got a new sampler, the Dapper is Fuck sampler at Secreto. I think it's Secreto. I don't know. But go check that out. Look, and then from there, I sit down with Nick Melillo. Again, Brooks was instrumental in helping make that happen. Without Brooks, I would not have been able to talk to Nick. He's just a busy guy. Nick's a very busy guy. So I'm very appreciative to Brooks Whittington from Half Wheel getting that done. And that was a great conversation with Nick Melillo. From there, you're going to hear me talk to Dan Thompson from McAuliffe Cigars. And we just released today, go check it out, simplystogies.com, the review of the McAuliffe Blue Robusto from Ryan Nies. He really liked that cigar. I really like that cigar. My box of Toros is not here yet. Hopefully it will be here tomorrow, it looks like, and that will make me a very happy, happy boy. From there, we jump back to Nick. He goes over to Lotus Cigar Accessories. You can check that interview out. He has a great interview, I believe, with the CEO of Lotus Cigars, and she is just a wonderful person with a ton of knowledge, been in the industry for a long time. I think that's a great interview you guys get a lot out of. And then, of course, we're going to end this episode on a big high note with Ernesto Perez Carrillo from EPC Cigars. Nick sits down with his friend for a few minutes and talk with him. And hopefully we'll get Ernesto on the show soon. But without further ado, guys, here it is, part two.
Here we are again, PCA 2024. This year, we've been remiss for not really covering some of the major players in the industry, one being General Cigar, who is back at the PCA. And we want to start off, and our first guest of honor is Steve Abbott, the director of marketing here, and he's going to bring us talk about a lot of the different products that General is introducing at the show.
Yeah. Steve, hey, take it thanks, over. Nick. Appreciate it.
Great meeting you.
Yeah, great meeting you as well. Well, thanks for having me on. This is obviously the Macanudo section. New for Macanudo is a brand new line. It's called Macanudo Emissary. The inspiration is kind of all the idea of European sophistication. So with that, we're really trying to strive for a blend that's a bit more nuanced, full flavored, but a lot of complexity. And so this line, the first blend in this line is the España blend. And it is a five country, six tobacco blend. The tobaccos complex are aged between 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about this blend, the kind of the highlight of it, is a Spanish tobacco. Now, we don't use really Spanish tobacco in our blends here at General Cigar. Gotcha. Or on Macanudo. But the Spanish tobacco is grown in the west central part of Spain. It's about an hour east of the Portugal border. And what's interesting about this area, it's very arid. The soil's very rocky. And so what you get, kind of that rocky soil in that Mediterranean climate, the mild Mediterranean climate, produces a very narrow leaf tobacco that's very complex. And we think it brings something very special to this plant. So we're really excited to have cigar lovers try this.
Yeah, I'm curious myself. I can't say I've tried it or even think I've had any Spanish tobacco.
Yeah.
I've experimented and played with lots of tobaccos. You know, there's over 80 producing countries, as you know, but that's interesting that you guys went that route.
Yeah, so. This was a grower down there by the small town of Rio Lobo. So very interesting when we kind of stumbled upon this. It was something that we wanted to try, and so we combined it and worked on it and kind of brought out the highlights of it. And we think we've got something that I think people will enjoy.
Sounds like it. I mean, anything different like that? Sounds great.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a more of a premium offering for Macanudo. Of course, we've got our core line. A lot of people know Cafe and our Cafe line. That's kind of our stronghold there. And then an Inspirado line that was actually developed over in Europe to kind of compete with the Cuban, blends.
Right, right.
And that was back in 2016, and we've kind of grown Inspirado here in the States, that's done very well for us.
Can I ask you a question? Can you share with us why you decided to use the Spanish tobacco under the Macanudo, branding as opposed to any of the other many various other brands that you have?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was really Macanudo is a global brand for us in the company.
Sure.
And so we have a lot of actual global sales that we do. And so they were actually working on this over our international team in Europe was working on a blend, more country specific. So blends for Spain, France, And so, you know, talking to them, I kind of stumbled on this project and saw, hey, this might be something that we can go, instead of just a country exclusive, go right. more broadly. Right. And, you know, so under the Macanudo brand, banner, it allows us to, you know, kind of leverage our, you know, that international footprint.
Sounds good. Well, I wish you a lot of success with the Emissary. I like the name, you know, an emissary is kind of like a more specific ambassador term.
Exactly. So, it's kind of that worldly, you know, and again, sort of trying to tap into some of that, you know, connoisseur-esque mindset, you know, in smoking experience. So I think, you know, that's, we're real happy.
How many different offerings are there? Vitolos?
We have four offerings to start with, a Robusto, a Toro, a Churchill, and a Perfecto.
Gotcha.
And again, this is something that we see, you know, as we looked in the future, you know, depending obviously on the success of this, but we could see, you know, a French blend, Italian blend, you know, going forward. So we've got, you know, high expectations for this, and we'll see what cigar lovers tell us.
I'm going to follow it very closely myself. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I appreciate it, Nick. Thank you for letting me talk about a little bit more about
it. Coming on and giving us your time. Perfect. Thanks.
Continuing in the STG, Scandinavian Tobacco Group's General Cigar, very busy booth here at PCA 2024. Continuing on with Ed Lehman, who is the Senior Brand Manager of CAO, and we're going to learn more about CAO and what we're offering this year.
Sure, man. Nick, thanks for having me. My name is Ed Lehman with CAO. The new thing that we have this year is called CAO FASA. We have two extensions within FASA. We have the Noche and then we have a Sol. Both of them are very different cigars. The CAO FASA Noche has a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, Cameroon binder, Nicaragua Dominican fillers. The FASA Sol has a Honduran Osa wrapper. It also has Cameroon binder and Nicaragua Dominican fillers. The difference on this launch versus other ones that you'll see here or around is that I only wanted to bring to the market sizes that I think will sell based on retailer surveys, based on the experience that we have in the market through our sales force. So what the retailer will have is two sizes, a Toro and a Gigante. So none of the fluff sizes are really fun to smoke, but once they get on the shelf, they don't sell as well as they want.
Sure.
So Toro and Gigante are the best selling sizes. So we want to lead with that. They come in 24 count boxes. Two sizes, 650 Toro and then 660 Gordo or Gigante. Another thing is I want to sort of reset the price point a little bit. So the Toro comes in at $699 SRP and then the Gigante comes in at $799 SRP.
Wow.
Right? So it's certainly a price gap that CAO has been missing for a while. So I wanted to bring that back, really make this for the people. Try to incorporate everything that I've heard, all the feedback, all the objections throughout the years. I've been doing this a long time, so 18, 20 years of hey, this doesn't work or this works, hey, I wish you would do that, really have been incorporated into this box. So the cool thing about the box is, as a brand manager, I try to make things look pretty, but when it gets to the store, they open the lid, they rip it off, they turn it to the side. So as a result of that, what I've done is I have a box that, very simply, I just put routes in the back, so when you slide the lid off, you have branding, and then you also have a kickstand.
Wow.
You know, so
that's
you have
beautiful.
A shelf, you know, it
built
stands
in,
up a little
built
bit.
Built-in shelf talker.
Built-in shelf talker comes with the box. You know, it has a spot for a retailer to write their price. It also has a QR code that takes you to the FASA website. You can learn a little bit more about the brand. Strength, wrapper, binder, filler, and some tasty notes. So if somebody's not there to sort of help somebody discover a cigar, then this information is there for them to experience. So I'm super excited about this. The reception has been incredible. Really good medium-bodied cigars. I didn't blend this to be overly spicy, overly complicated. That's really going to confuse people. I just really wanted to have a good, solid, medium, full-flavored cigar, and I think we have that with the Noche and the Sol variety. Again, two sizes, Toro and Gigante, $699, $799. These things are made to fly off the shelf and be smoked any time of the day.
At those prices, it should.
It's going to happen.
Those are great price points. Very innovative. Very, very ingenious. One of the best boxes I've seen of late.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And, you know, again, the idea is just very simple. Just put an extra route, right? So trying to get a patent on this, you know, like utilitarian patents are kind of hard to get. But, like, you know, it is it is amazing how we've been doing this for so long. You know, now space has become very much an issue in retail. So just doing little things. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is just very, doing little things like this, I think, can help a retailer.
Look, if the cigar is half as...
It's got to be.
As intuitive and ingenious.
Right.
I think this is fantastic. Right. I really like this box. I haven't seen something like that in a long time.
We've been doing this a long time, and you know, it's to see something like this that you go, oh man, you know, how come this is the first time we're doing this? You know, so we're really happy with this.
I mean, I've seen ones where they pop this way.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the kickstand idea and then the angle, that's
I learned something a long time ago called Partagas 1845, maybe in 2012, where the whole lid slid off, and you know, I had them rest the box on the lid. So I've been infatuated with like box efficiency at retail for a very long time, and so I think with this, I think we're almost there.
Yeah, I think
we're almost there.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
good luck and have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Continuing for PCA 2024. The STG Boots, Scandinavian Tobacco, General Cigar. I'm here with the very, very well-known, good friend of mine.
My man, Nick.
Sean Williams,
who's been with Cohiba,
what, 5 years?
7 years.
Oh, shit. Seven years.
Man. Yeah.
I remember when they first put you on, I came to you and I said they found the right guy. Didn't you remember that?
Thank you.
I was right. So here, tell us about this very infamous and very well-known brand, probably the best well-known name in the industry, and under a good tutelage of you to carry it forward into the future.
I'm just trying to keep it in the middle of the road, man. Cohiba. Obviously, you're familiar with the brand,
right.
A very iconic name, and we're appreciative of that. But we don't rest on our laurels. We're always innovating, always pushing, always trying new things.
Right.
Great opportunity standing in front of the Weller by Cohiba. Ashtray, which really illustrates a terrific partnership that we've had with Weller Bourbon now going on 4 years. You know, taking it to another level, really offering more of the experience in different ways, with creating really the first, I guess, piece of merchandise that we've sold under the Cohiba umbrella in the U.S. In the last 7 years. So we don't typically sell a lot of accessory for Cohiba, but this is something we're really, really proud of. Again, it sort of signifies a continued commitment to this great partnership with Weller. So look out for the ashtray there. Another incredible partnership we have, which you're really familiar with. I know you spend a lot of time in Little Havana and in Havana. You know the cigar market, unlike many. So I know you're familiar with the El Titan de Bronze factory down on Cayocha and 11th in Little Havana.
Yeah.
This is a partnership now that's in its fourth year as well. Incredible. Mm-hmm. We had three previous releases with the Cohiba Serie M. It was all the same blend, and each year we would change the vitola.
Mm-hmm.
This year we decided to switch it up a little bit more, really play on some of the things that we really, really enjoyed about the initial blend. Nice notes of cedar, cocoa, you know, a really creamy smoke, good body. We want to plus it up a little bit in the body category, add a little bit more spice. So we went with basically a double Corojo blend, the Corojo wrapper, Corojo binder, filler still, Piloto Cabano, Esteli Nicaragua, Jalapa. Great cigar, but again, it's going to be a little bit heavier than the previous iteration, but still very well balanced, just a subtle bit more spice, a little bit more body. Mm-hmm. Change the look of it as well, just kind of keeping people looking forward to something different, and really, again, signifies a continued commitment to an incredible partnership that we have with Sandy and Giselle and the El Titan family in Miami. So super excited.
Awesome.
Aside from that, we got the new Riviera Lancero. I know you're a Lancero guy,
I am.
Super excited as well. Riviera was the first release that we had done in a number of years as far as the full time last year. First time we went with a box press platform. First time we used a San Andreas wrapper, Condega Nicaraguan tobacco. But we'd only released it in three sizes previously, the Robusto, the Toro, and the Perfecto.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year we're adding the Lancero, a classic elegant size, really just sort of intensifying that profile, giving people a little bit more of that earth, a little bit more of that leather, that nice sort
that
of core blast of dark chocolate. So great cigar, man. So really excited. And 7 years in, man, just really excited to sort of keep seeing
keep
how we could, you know, kick
keep
it up
it
a notch, man. Absolutely.
I got to ask, because I know I was told, but I know a lot of the people that are listening to our podcast. Okay. Can you give us the whole the red dot thing? Can you talk about that at all? Versus
as much as I know.
Right.
So you and I know each other well, and
right.
I I am 53 years old, but I haven't been smoking cigars as long as some people would think.
Right,
smoked my first cigar, I guess, almost 20 years ago, right? The red dot iconography far predates when I was ever smoking cigars.
Right.
Released here in the U.S., late 70s, early 80s, I guess, as far as the intellectual property was secured here.
Right.
Cigars would soon follow in the 80s as far as the Cohiba USA footprint. And, you know, that's been in existence now for 40 years almost. Yeah, man.
Maybe, you know, like I always wondered, you know, you got the name, you got the branding in the U.S.
Yeah.
But I never understood the whole red dot versus the other one,
the U.S. Cohiba, right. and this is intentional as to not cause confusion. It's pretty clear, and we sort of like it. I mean, the red dot icon really stands on its own. It's a symbolism that certainly smokers here in the U.S. recognize, and also smokers worldwide. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, we have red dot equities now internationally that we've really, really enjoyed sort of watching you know, cigar lovers worldwide sort of flock to the red dot. And that's kind of my hashtag, red dot worldwide.
Exactly.
And the Cohiba US moniker is certainly the staple for that, something we're exceedingly proud of. But, you know, there's no confusion. You know what this is when you see it. You know, we stand on it, we love it, man.
Good enough.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Sean, thank you very much for taking us through. It was a pleasure to catch up with you, man.
Good to see you. It's been too long.
Continued success
and
have a great show.
Cheers.
All right. I'm here with Corey Beardsley, who's the brand manager of Sancho Panza, a very iconic, well-known brand. Corey, tell us about what's new and what's going on with Sancho Panza.
Yeah, so what's new is this beautiful blue box we have over your shoulder here. We're calling this Sancho Panza Extra Cheeto. So it's a new full-time addition to the Sancho Panza portfolio. It's a beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and Nicaraguan Dominican filler. So what's different about Extra Cheeto versus our current core portfolio is that Extra Cheeto is actually made in the Dominican factory, whereas all these are out of Honduras.
Gotcha.
So a little tertio age in that tobacco, an extra little nod to the traditions in the Dominican Republic of aging tobacco and tercios. Really nice medium to full profile. We think it's going to be just an extra addition to the Sancho Panza line. Line priced with the extra fuerte and the double Maduro in the same three sizes, a Robusto, a Toro, and a Gata.
Very cool. Looks good. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate
you,
your time, man.
Absolutely. Have a great show.
All right.
Mama say, mama sama, mama sa.
All right. PCA 2024. Here with the legend, Matt Booth. I don't even have to ask him any questions. What's up? I don't have to ask him any questions. I don't have to interview him. I just have to wind his little back here and let him go. Tell everybody, hello, what you got going on, and what's...
First of all, I'm going to start off by saying I have no business being as tired as I am right now. War-torn and ravaged by this evolution. But spirits may be down, but not out. My compatriot Reginald here hails from the Orange Curtain, Southern California. And what we're doing is we're just, you know, showing some of our wares, peddling some of our wares this fine PCA season. You could come in. It's fine. Come. No? What are we going to do? You know, I spent so many years traveling, building my business, and I used to tell people, you know, I said, someday, if you're lucky enough, you'll cry yourself to sleep in a moderately priced Courtyard Marriott, sucking your thumb in the fetal position, you know? And I remember having a friend of mine that was starting his business, starting a cigar business, cigar brand, you know, champion idea. And he told me that at one point he said, you know, I never knew what you meant, but now I know what you meant, right?
Right.
And this is, but this is simply my way of illustrating and articulating the perseverance required for all of these people to fight, survive, and remain relevant in this industry. There's a lot of heart and soul that goes into this. And I think that this this show, the life that's in this show, as I see it, a lot of people walking around, a lot of action, a lot of commerce, a lot of monetary units exchanging hands for dead plant cylinders.
That's right.
With paper around them. Mm. Yes, all the combustible delights, all my good friends here. Makes me feel good. Makes me feel like there's blood flowing in the veins of the industry.
That's
And that makes me feel good. And I would prefer not to go back to Fogo de Chão tonight. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to go any further than that.
Okay. You want to talk about
your I do want to talk about it. I don't want to go there.
Okay.
I don't want to go there. It's a fine establishment. It's nothing with them. It's just, I have to move on now. It's been a couple nights in a row. I don't know why. Why do they go there?
I don't know.
Why? It's good to see you. Did you have anything you wanted to ask, by the way?
No.
How am I doing?
I think you're doing
good.
How am
I doing? Am I doing okay?
Like I said, I just wound you up. And people like to hear you speak. Oh,
no, they don't.
And,
they can't wait for me to stop.
Well, you know, maybe tell us about, you got new stuff?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
No, absolutely not. I don't want to do that.
What do you do exactly?
It's a good question. Well, first of all, what don't I do?
Okay. That is the question.
I am, and I don't want to be, look, I don't want to be brazen. You can reinforce with like stern affirming like noises if you want to. Oh, this is going to, we got to pause, huh?
Nah,
no?
We can talk right over.
Okay.
Nah, those mics are real good.
So I don't want to get braggadocious, but
please
what
do.
I can say with
please
confidence
do.
Is yes. that I think that if I was going to answer and distill it down to the cliff notes of the whole fucking yes. shtickology here, I would say that I am the living, breathing, viscous flesh embodiment of the fucking American dream. And I have fought through and survived things that would have bested the most competent and capable people.
Yes.
Because I am one of the most stubborn fucking people you have ever encountered in your life.
You need to be stubborn to be in any business.
As fuck.
Especially this business.
Yeah, because it's brutal. The it landscape is brutal.
It is.
The treachery is
that... To persevere is just very...
Yes. Yes. The treachery is out there. Mm-hmm. Friends smiling at you. Giant plastic smile with a dagger behind their back.
Guns
your circle
the
become... The circle becomes small. You're inside my circle. Deep inside my circle. I like you inside my circle. So, but again, it's inspiring to come to this show and see people that I've known for 15 years, 16 years, etc. Still, as they would have said back in the day, banging on wax. So there we are.
There we are.
And just trying to keep a moderate level of, blood flow to my unit throughout the day and, keep it moving.
All right.
No Fogo de Chão. Thank
good.
You.
Well, it's great to see you again. As
How
always.
Was that?
Fine.
Is that
fine.
Decent?
Decent enough.
Inspiring?
Inspiring to anybody.
Two people
that...
are going to watch it?
No, there'll be more than two.
Well, there's
maybe
three.
Four.
There's three.
Five. You might.
No, you,
but, you
no,
know.
You won't watch it. I might. I won't. No. I don't even know where it's going to be on the internet.
How's the show going so far, man?
Oh, it's Rockstar, man.
Like yesterday, I mean.
I mean, most of the show is actually occurring in here.
Yes.
If you notice, here, there's a cracking in there, man.
Yes.
So I've
first day
again,
was good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The attendance, how's that? It's been better than last year? Better than last year? What do you think? The flow?
I think it's a little better than last year, man.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about through my lens, right?
Right
I'm talking
right.
about in this booth. Yeah.
That's
so I think it's even better than last
lens.
Year. Yes. I think it's even better than last year.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks, bro.
And keep fighting the good fight.
That's all I can do, man.
All right, buddy.
Take it easy, man. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. Take care.
Welcome. Here we are again at PCA 2024. I'm in the Freud Cigar Company booth, and I'm with, if you don't know, if you don't follow basketball, this is John Sally. John is an icon.
Thank you very
as
much.
A, listen, I'm happy because I'm a cigar guy and I love playing basketball. It's a thing.
I got paid to do it.
Yeah,
and I love smoking.
And you know what? What's great is I get paid to do cigars, and that's my other passion. I love it, and I love doing what I do. So I always said, if you can make money doing, I have so much respect for professional athletes because not that you guys don't work hard and how elite you are, but you work at your game, but you love it, right?
Yes, I loved playing basketball, and I used to say to everybody, thank you. You got to be crazy. My father used to tell me, you got to learn how to fix this car. You're going to have to fix the car one day.
Right, right, right.
And I said, Pop, I'm never going to fix the car. I said, these fingers are for basketball.
Right, right.
And that's my mentality. But I focused on it, and I said, they're going to pay me to do what I love to do. That's why I smiled all the time. Everybody used to ask me, why are you always laughing? You don't take it serious. I go, I'm the happiest guy in the world because I'm living my dream.
Couldn't said it better, man. Yeah. I mean, anybody that plays that doesn't love it.
Yeah,
you can tell, too. You can tell. And that's what I was going to say about this business. Pretty much everybody, there's, you know, you could tell the posers and the fakers, but most people in this business, they love what they do.
Yeah.
And they love that the fact that they can make money loving what they do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cigars.
Right.
All right. So tell me your background. When you have your first cigar?
1992.
Same time.
Oh, wow. I lost the 91 to Chicago Bulls in championship. My guy, Gary Footley, longtime friend, since my first year in the league, we wind up opening up Cigari in the suburbs of Chicago in 1995. 1996, I win the championship, and all the cigars, Michael, Scotty, Dennis, are smoking it from my cigar shop. And then in 97, I opened up in a National Hotel with my best friend, Carl Collins, and my brother-in-law, PJ Jenkins. So I had been involved. And then, you know, Marvin Shanken, you know, got involved. He knew who I was. Did an article on me in 98. But I wasn't letting people know because I had just gotten into the health and wellness and the veganism.
Yeah, so you're keeping on the... It's keeping it low.
But then I met Padron Cigars, and I started smoking Padron Cigars for the past 24 years. And I was hooked.
I was hooked.
So I then get here, and these guys are talking about, hey...
How did you hook up with
people? I hooked up my friend Cody, introduced me to David and George, and then George Gerald.
Right.
And then they were like, we got this situation. Tell us what you like, what you're into. I said, Padron Anniversario, Diplomatico, Maduro, like that. Manny laughed, and I hope you're going to interview Manny.
Yes, I am.
Manny goes, I got something for you. I said, remember, I'm a champion. Right? If I'm going to smoke a cigar,
it's got to be
good.
I'm
going to look like Red Auerbach. I want a cigar that doesn't unravel,
that
looks like you won. And then they handed me this. And I knew who Sigmund Freud was. And I was bet. Everyone said, why you didn't put your name on it? Some people may be Celtic fans. I don't want my name on it. And I smoked it, and I was like, stuck. And then it was limited 35,000 cigars, and I was like, I can't get my cigar. And he was like, no, we got you. But we only make 35. And then we got a couple of others. So I just fell in love with it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be the face. I want to go out and promote. And I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because I think it's a really good brand.
That's
and it's
awesome.
A trip because they don't pay me. And I usually don't do things without pay. You know,
right.
I'm a Vegas call girl. So I don't do things without pay. But just to being involved in the company, I said, as the company grow, I'll grow. And that's how I got it.
Well, they're very fortunate to have you because I also have, you know, everybody knows on my show that I have my own factory brand and everything. And I've had a lot of athletes. I'm friends with a lot of athletes. And friendly, but at the end of the day, they're like...
Yeah, you know, everybody wants...
You know, it's like, I'm like, listen. And I was starting out, I'm like, you know what? It's funny. Dennis is a good friend of mine. But I didn't want to make it... Like, Dennis smokes cigars, but I didn't approach him. It's like, you know, everybody wants to get paid. You know what I mean? And I get that. You know, if I'm getting paid, you're getting paid.
Right.
But some people want the stuff up front and this and that. And there's so many athletes.
That's bad management, too.
Even basketball players in the past that have put their name to cigars that maybe sold once.
You know,
but the problem is, if it's not a good stick, it'll sell once based on your name, based on your face or whatever. But if it's not good, they're not going to smoke it a second time.
A guy just put me on the phone with one of my ex-teammates, Devin George, one of my favorite rookies. And I just sent him over. The guy said, can I get one? I gave him one. I said, but make sure Devin gets these two cigars. And he said, well, I want those two. I said, well, every cigar I give you is going to be good, but I want Devin to smoke because he's going to remember what I used to say about the taste of the cigar. He goes, Sal, you got these custom-made suits on. Your teeth are always polished. I said, bro, all you let, learn how to all you let with coconut oil and learn how to smoke a cigar. That I can smoke the cigar and not have a bad heart, not have a throat ache, not have a sore throat, rather, not coughing all the time.
So how involved were you in the direction of the blend and everything?
None. The reason is because the master took the order. And I told him what I liked.
Oh, okay.
And then... you know, Manny was laughed and he goes, you know, my father's the best. I said, yeah, that's why I'm embarrassed to tell you what I like.
Why? Hey. Everybody's got their own flavor. Yeah. You shouldn't be embarrassed.
You know, when you're talking to somebody who's been making cigars almost as long as I've been alive, it's kind of, you know. But
he would understand.
He
because
did.
There's so many different people. Like, what you like may be totally different from what somebody else likes. So a good master blender, which I've learned over the years, is you don't just blend what you like.
No.
You blend what people want. And if you're good at finding the right blend for that person, that's the sign of a good blender, in my opinion.
It's why at Agape we have like a whole line of cigars people may like.
Right.
But out of all of them, I like Sigmund. I told him I like the Freud, and I like the Agape second. And I went down, he made another cigar. We call it Effin.
What?
Effin.
Effin?
F-it. Because I couldn't think of a name.
I got it.
So I couldn't think of a name yet. That's just that's the working title. But when I got to it, I was like, yo, to the point even when at home, my wife would know the smell of my cigar. She was like, that's a different cigar you got. I go, yeah, that smells good. And I go, so the other ones don't? She goes, it's your house, so I can't tell you that.
Right, right.
But that one smells good. And I said, it tastes good too.
Well, that's important. You know, it's important, in my opinion, for a cigar, for somebody that doesn't smoke, they go, oh, that has a good aroma. And people that smoke, they always, I love smoke. Yeah. You know, I only smoke good cigars.
Yeah.
So when people go, what is that? Now, if you have a cigar, sometimes it's not so pleasant smelling, and they're still good cigars. But to me, I think having both is the winning combination.
Yeah, I don't eat food that stinks.
There you go. Because
if it stinks outside, it's going to stink coming out or inside. So I'm like you. I have smoked every cigar that has been known as the top. You know, I've been with cigar aficionados since, like I said, since 98 when I first met Marvin.
Right.
And every time he said, this is the top 10, I would smoke those top 10. This is the best of this, the best. I've done that for 20 years.
You and most cigar smokers.
Yeah, you know, they
go to that top 10 list
Marvin.
And go through. Yeah.
He calls me and goes, hey, your piece of whatever, you haven't called me in 2 months. Are you okay? I'm like, you older than me. You asking me, am I okay? He goes, that should tell you something. Check up on me. I go, I got you, Vaughn. So yeah, I check up on him. Right now, when we went to it, I was like, I'm so happy that we advertised properly. It was important that we had the right money to be in the right place. Like these guys wanted a bigger booth.
Right.
I said, bro, it ain't about the booth, it's about the cigar.
That is.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. So we're not really worried about it.
And if you noticed, some of the bigger brands now, downsized.
Yeah, everything
is done. And they're still doing the same amount of business. And it goes to show you that, I mean, it's great. Some people want to build a shrine to themselves.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's about,
are
you making money? Are you getting your message across?
If you have a good cigar, you can sell it with one chair.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, you do need a little bit of marketing, that's for sure. You know, and it doesn't hurt to have a big name like you behind
it. I appreciate
it. People are going to smoke it because John Sally smokes it. That's the reality of it.
So say it with your chest. You know, people are going to smoke it.
No, it's true, man. It's true. And if you get a sincere guy, there's a lot of guys that lend their name, lend their image or whatever, not into it. And you can tell, and they're just flashing in the pan.
Yeah.
But the ones that are real cigar smokers, that believe in the product, and that's the key, to believe in the product.
Yeah.
And just from talking to you, I know you like it, and you believe in it.
And I do. And I love, you know, at first, I was going to open a cigar bar in, I'm not going to say the name of the company, Tinderbox.
Okay.
And we didn't work out because they didn't let me put my name on it. And at that time, I was playing.
Oh.
And I was needing to, I was building my brand as I was moving into it. You knew me as basketball, but I wanted people to know this was my cigar bar.
Right.
And I had, because I thought it was better than trying to pick a cigar. Now I picked a cigar so I can be in every cigar bar. It's a different thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
You think down the road you're going to put your name to something?
I like it. I like being behind the scenes and saying this is my, because I remember a guy named Famous Amos lost his name.
Oh, yes.
And after he lost his name, I like my name being mine.
There you go.
Yeah. It's the idea. Thank you, brother.
And thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure to meet you. So we're still here at the Sigmund Freud Cigar Company. We just talked to John Sally, which is a very, very sincere, serious cigar smoker that's become the face of the brand for the Sigmund Freud Company. But now we're talking to the meat and potatoes of the brand. This is Emmanuel Diaz, part of the Tabajera Diaz Cabrera.
Yes, sir.
In the DR. So he's the get down, get dirty, know about the cigars, because I really loved our listeners and our viewers
to really know about the cigars. So tell us, how did you get involved with the folks here at Sigmund Freud? I know your father has been a blender for years and years.
Yes.
And worked with Davidoff and certain others, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about your story, the factory story, and how you guys hooked up and all that.
Well, thank you once again. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to be with you guys. Good smokes. My name is Manuel Diaz. I've been smoking cigar for the last 12 years.
Okay.
I used to sell cars before being in the cigar business because I'm a car enthusiast.
Okay.
But at the end, I saw that I have more possibilities being in the cigar industry. My father being around smoking cigars, actually I have asthma. So my mom was always, no, don't smoke cigars.
Oh.
But every time my father have visited the house.
You have asthma or your dad had asthma?
I have asthma.
Oh, you have asthma.
So
okay.
And they were smoking cigars. I was there, not smoking at all. But because I was impressed how people get close with just this thing called thing, I'm gonna say, not to say a cigar.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
amazing how you get people close. It's a really outstanding experience. So after I leave the car business, I went to China for a year. So over there, I have my first cigar ever.
In China?
In China.
May I ask what it was?
It was a Davidoff 2000.
Ah, okay.
But it was funny the way it happens because I received a customer at the cigar shop and he say, hey, Manny, what do you suggest me to smoke? So I say, you should smoke the Cohiba Siglo 6. If a note of woodiness, creaminess, blah, blah, blah. And the guy asked me, oh, have you smoked? No, I don't smoke cigars. He's like, so what are you selling?
Right.
What are you talking about?
I sell cars.
Exactly. So that was when I have my first cigar. Then I came back to the Dominican Republic. I have the opportunity to work at La Aurora with Guillermo León team and Manuel Inoa as well. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I spent 6 years working with Pepe Carrillo, Ernesto Perez Carrillo.
Yeah.
Handled the international sales for them. I remember when I joined the company in 2017, they were at 7 countries. By the time I left, they were totally at 57 countries.
And when did you leave?
I left in 2022.
Okay.
I still have a really good relation with them. They're like a family for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father decided to like build a legacy to leave to his children,
nice.
In alive, of course.
Right.
And that's when we decide to start with the company. I might say that the one who has the idea to open the cigar factory was actually my mom, who always tell my father, you need to have something for your kids. You need to find a way, not about just heritage, money, no,
right, right.
Knowledge. Connect
absolutely.
With people. So that's thanks to her, my dad say, okay, if we're gonna make a factory, we're gonna call it Tabacalera Diaz Cabrera. Diaz, my father's last name,
right.
Cabrera, my mom's
wow.
last name.
So which happens to be your full last name.
Yeah.
In the Latin way, right?
It looks really cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I have the opportunity to meet David Stackin and George Tafalas, mm-hmm. and they talked to us, hey, Manny, we're really friends with the great-grandson of Sigmund Freud, who we have a good deal, and they decide to let us make the cigar. So they found the company, Freud Cigar Company.
Hmm.
The first release they made was the Super Rico, made by Tabacalera William Ventura. William Ventura used to work with my father at Davidoff for
right.
many years.
Right, right.
They released first, basing all the articles that Sigmund Freud has made in his life. The first one was the Super Rico. That one had 5 different sizes, a box of 10 cigars, and a really outstanding experience and truly amazing cigar.
Mm.
Then after that, in 2022 as well, they say, okay, I wanna make something really special. I was talking to George and David and say, we wanna make something that people feel is an expression of love, the highest expression of love. That's why how they came up with the name Agape.
Which in Greek means love.
Exactly. So
just so happened to be Greek.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Then. So that was a limited edition of 3,500 boxes of 10 cigars. The cigar is a 54x5. It has 7 different tobaccos. The wrapper is a Negro San Andres from Dominican Republic.
Hmm.
They said it's from Mexico, but the tobacco was planted in the Dominican Republic.
Mexican seed.
Yeah. So based on the fact that they have 7 different tobaccos, that's why we decided to make the cigar in a 54 size. So you will have a really complex and amazing experience while you're having the cigar. Then we release a regular production, or as we call it in the cigar industry, a core line, which we call it Alto Ego, Pelo de Oro. Why Pelo de Oro? As you know, when you smoke a cigar in Negro San Andres, Mexico, at the beginning, Before you light up the cigar, you will feel a little bit of spiciness from the cigar. But thanks to that tobacco, Pelo de Oro, which is actually from Peru, it will give you sweetness from the beginning on the smoke. Yeah. So we produce that cigar in three different sizes. We have the Robusto 5x50, we have the Toro 52x6, and we have Alonso 43x16.5. And let me tell you something else. Sometimes I like to talk to people and explain to them as much as I can, so I can find a way to educate.
Sure.
Because many times people smoke cigars and they see a cigar with a really dark wrapper, and they say, oh my God.
It's going to be super strong.
It's really strong. The color of the wrapper do not tell you the strength. If you want to know about the strength, just ask the person who's going to give you the cigar, hey, tell me about the strength. If it's a soft cigar, mild cigar, strong cigar.
Flavor profile.
Exactly. I remember that one day back in China, I have a customer say, hey, Manny, I want to smoke a cigar. Please give me something really, really light. So I told them, listen, you cannot use the word light because light in tobacco means strong.
Right.
And from the tobacco plant, that's the one on the top. Then you have the Biso, which have medium strength, medium combustion. And then you have the Seco. We have a really high combustion and the soft
good aroma.
Exactly. Right. And remember, every time you smoke a cigar, if you know, for example, this one, the Sigmund, the one we're smoking right now, it has 45% of Ligero, which means that the level of strength of the cigar, from 1 to 10, I might say, is like 8. Mm. And every time you have Ligero in your cigar, that tobacco must be in the middle. Why? Because if you're smoking a cigar and you know that you light up pretty well the cigar, well, all of a sudden, it's burning one side and the other side is not burning. Then you say, wow, but I light out pretty well. What happened? It's the fact that the Ligero is not in the middle. So you have always to make sure that that tobacco, the Ligero, is in the middle. So you have a really good experience. Mm. Besides that, Froy Cigar decided to make another line called Carlos San Maria. Are you familiar with the comment about the novel Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
So this will be the Latin Romeo and Juliet, Carlos and Maria.
Okay.
So we are just releasing today at the PCA a cigar called Carlos and Maria, limited edition of 500 bucks of 10 cigars. It's a 6x60, and they decided to call it Orgas.
Which one?
Orgas.
Orgas?
Yeah, Orgasmo.
Oh, okay, I got you.
The reason they choose that name, because when Sigmund smoked a cigar, he used to say, sometimes I'm so excited smoking my cigar that I feel out.
I got you.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat it again.
No worries. I know what you're saying.
So besides that, we have also the Carlos and Maria in our regular line with four different sizes. We have the Robusto, we have the Toro, and we have also Alonso, and we have Bellicoso as well. So to talk to you a little bit about the Sigma, the taste profile on the cigar is really interesting based on the fact that the wrapper is a Corojo 2016 from that crop. The binder is a Sumatra, but from Dominican Republic, and five different
Sumatra
fillers.
Sumatra seed.
Exactly.
Right.
And five different fillers. So that becomes the cigar a puro. When you have all the element, all the tobacco from
the
one
country,
a specific country,
it's a puro.
It's a puro. Right. I'm not saying that a cigar or a puro is one better than the other one. It's just the fact that it's really interesting that when you have the opportunity, especially in Dominican Republic, to make a cigar that will have all of these elements.
Yeah, the diversity.
Exactly.
If one puro that has enough of the different elements that gives you the complexity that you need, yes.
Exactly. So a few months ago, Froy has the opportunity to talk to John Sally, and John Sally was explaining, I was impressed the way he explained about what he was looking for. Because usually when you have a customer that doesn't know what he's talking about,
right,
he will tell you, hey, give me a cigar that he's really like. No, he used the right words. Manny, I want a cigar that will have this taste profile, this flavor profile, this term of the strength of my cigar, this character of my cigar. I was really impressed. Mm. So I told
him. He knew what he was looking for.
Exactly.
Which is the most important thing as a blender. If you know what the customer looks for, you can tailor it. If they go, I want it to be kind of like this or kind of like that, it's harder for you to do what you got to do.
So at the end, I remember we sent the cigars to him, a few boxes, he was smoking, and he's like, this is my cigar. This is my Froy. So since then, he is smoking.
When was that? How long
day.
Has he been involved with it again?
Like 2 months, I might say.
Okay.
Awesome. But we have a relation with him before he start making business with us. But it's been a really good experience, and he really wanted to come to the show and leave this amazing opportunity.
Yeah,
and as I say, we always say a sentence like, what is the best cigar? For one cigar.
Wow.
What is the worst cigar?
Anything else?
No, the one with no draw.
Well, that's true.
It's really uncomfortable when you're smoking and you're like, what's happening?
Right. Well, construction is everything. If you don't have it, you could have the best blend in the world, but if you can't draw it, how do you know whether it's good or not?
We also say cigarette is an addiction. Cigars is your own passion.
That's right.
And if you want to go a little bit deeper, cigarette is like kissing. Cigars is like making love.
Well, I guess I don't like the kiss then, because I've never smoked a cigarette and never really wanted to. But I do smoke a lot of cigars, and I do have a passion for this business. And I appreciate your time, man. It was a pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure to meet you too.
You're a very fascinating guy.
Thank you so much.
And I can tell you're sincere and that you love this business.
Yes.
And like I told John Sally, they're very fortunate to get him involved, because, you know, if you have a person that's into what he does and puts his name to it, it's fantastic. You can tell he's got a passion, and you do too. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
In the future, in your own endeavors with the Sigmund Freud Company, and best of luck, and have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
It was a pleasure, my brother.
Pleasure. Thank you.
PCA Trade Show 2024. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada, with Ian from Dapper. Ian, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Man.
I appreciate you guys and everything you do for us.
Look, you're doing something that's a little bit different. I want to talk about the new stuff, the Dapper's Fuck Sampler, which is fantastic, with Secretel, the Smoking Pipes exclusive La Madrina.
Right.
I want to talk about all of that. But you're doing something different that a lot of people in the industry should probably take note of. And that's, you're changing how you do the releases. Talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, traditionally what we've done, and maybe a lot of people do that in the industry, is that we use these trade shows to announce our new releases and sell our new releases. And typically they're not ready to ship. It's kind of like we're selling something, we're taking orders for it, and then we're then turning around and hoping to commit to living up to what we quoted and said we would do at the trade show. And we've done that for years. And what we found out was that it was very difficult for us to give somebody a time frame of when something would ship. And the time frame can be stretched for a numerous amount of reasons, whether there's problems with packaging, whether there's problems with shipping, whether there's problems with humidity at the time of shipment, all of these things. And what would happen is we would send the cigars to retailers, and if it was off from their expectation, or even maybe they forgot that they had ordered it, it would become an issue.
Yeah.
And I get it from a retailer standpoint. You're managing cash flow like we manage cash flow. Your seasons are different than other people's seasons. Selling certain cigars in the Northeast during the winter, sometimes people aren't happy about that.
Right.
Right. And the trade show would happen in August. So what would happen is you're selling the cigars in the winter, and they're like, dude, what are we going to do? This is our lowest season. Why are you going to, you know, or whatever. So I was just tired of it. I was done with how that worked. And I just thought, you know what, let's just go old school with this. And when we have the product, we'll tell people we have the product, and then we can buy the product and immediately get to try the product. And so that's what we're doing going forward. That's why at this trade show, we don't have anything new that we're ready to ship right now for our retailers. But when we do have that, we'll let you know. And part of this also is my deficiency with all of the press. We've not been good at doing things with any of the press outlets.
Yeah.
We've only done things really with Half Wheel because Brooks has been pleasantly persistent.
That is Brooks.
He's been pleasantly persistent and very professional about reaching out to us. And we've given him that information. And sometimes media will come to me and go, hey, how come you're like doing that? And I go, well, because they asked. But we should be more proactive in what we're doing with all you all as a media collective. And so I think our new strategy aligns better, because what it'll allow us to do is reach out to all of the media at once. And then when you release your stories, people can actually buy the product.
Yes.
So that's our amazing revelation of going back to just making products and then having them and selling them. And we have no problems with commitment, because buy them when you want to buy them.
Absolutely. And so it helps the consumer know, oh, this is out. I can go get this right now. It's not a pre-sale. It's not a pre-order. they will get it in their hands when they sell it, and right. you can have it, right. smoke it, and enjoy it.
Right.
That's exactly. That's fantastic. I certainly hope the rest of the industry takes note of this, because there's nothing more frustrating from a consumer perspective
right.
than to sit there for 6 months going,
right.
where is it?
And well, maybe it builds a little mystery and excitement, but I don't know.
I think ultimately this will help sales.
I hope so. I mean, I hope it helps sales. I hope it helps us function better, you know, internally. It certainly takes the pressure off of things. You know, like going into this trade show, it doesn't matter to me whether we don't have anything new. We're a boutique company. We're not in 90% of the retail shops. Everything that we give to them today from the last 10 years of doing business is new, effectively.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of room to grow. We don't, you know, we don't need to keep up with the Joneses in this environment, you no. know? And hopefully the next trade show will have new products that we've released in the last year. And so they'll see those and go, oh, okay, cool. That was what I saw released back in third quarter and I can try it or whatever. But right. yeah, that's how we're gonna try to continue with our business going forward in the next 10 years.
I like that. I love that model. I really hope that catches on. But enough about the industry and pre-orders and pre-sales, and I love it. But you've got this, and this just came out a couple of weeks ago, this Dapper yeah. as Fuck sampler.
Yeah.
Which so, I love the name of. It's fantastic. At Secreto, I saw it. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to eat one of those.
So not my idea.
Whose idea was this?
It was actually Ronnie's idea.
No kidding.
And I think it came from some sayings that he heard, and there were people that were hashtagging our cigars that.
Dapper as Fuck.
So he, you know, I mean, I'd like to take credit for actually both of these products and tell you that I was the mastermind behind all of what worked, but it really didn't happen that way. He told me, he said, hey, this is what I want to call it. Here's the various things. And he says, look, you know, my customers don't know you because they haven't really smoked your cigars. I would like to give my customers the opportunity to try every one of your cigars in my selection of a size so that they can get a sampling. And I want you to come out and I want you to promote it with me. And then I want you to, and if you can, throw something a little fun in there, which there is something fun in there that yes, will be a pre-release for a new cigar coming out. But it's in there and you can buy it right now. Both of these products we're talking about were released within the last month and you can buy them right now.
Absolutely.
And smoke them and enjoy them right now. So yeah, the Dapper as F. Include because we're on camera.
Yeah, well, I forgot.
Don't drop too many F bombs.
No.
You can buy this right now with Secreto Cigar. It has a Corona Gorda in all of our core lines, two of which we don't make. So we right. don't make an El Borracho San Andres or Broadleaf in Corona Gorda. We made them specifically for him for the sampler.
That's awesome.
And then we included our new Borracho release in a Corona Gorda, which we're not going to make that size. We don't sell that segment. Cigars size very well.
No.
So it's in there though. That's our final cigar, but we made a special run of him for him in Corona Gorda, and that's in this sampler, and it comes with a nifty little Dapper flip top butane lighter and a cool sticker for those that want that. You can, and I think he still has some. I'm sure he still has some.
I think he does.
And you can buy them online at his site. Yeah.
Yeah. How important is it? Because we're going to talk about smokingpipes.com here in just right. a second. Excuse me. It's been a long 3 days and my voice is quickly fading. How important is it to work with these retailers like Ronnie, like Smoking Pipes, like
right.
where they want to highlight your product? And they're like, right. they really believe in you right. and what you're doing.
It's super important for us. It's a lot of time and effort to do these things because you're not doing them for mass sale. Right. So you're hoping to appeal to their consumer base. For us, it's very important as a small brand because, you know, it's that 80-20 rule. We're trying to find the 20 that really want to buy into our brand. And these are the people that are basically our advocates for why they should solicit their friends and tell them, hey, you should really try this brand. And it only happens because of retailers. I think we forget about that, is that brands are built for the most part from consumers and retailers. The retailers are giving their customers or recommending their customers Absolutely. To buy our products. And in turn, if the product lives up to its expectations, the consumers then are telling their friends. So it's important for us to do these things for our 20%ers, for our and it might even be a lower number than that, for our good retail partners. So it's very important, especially in parts of the country where we don't do well sales-wise. So
well, you're out in California, right?
We're out in California. We sell all over the United States, but there are territories that we're just not strong in because of sales representation, whatever.
Sure.
And so these are efforts to get into those markets and get to those customer base.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So on that note, let's talk about SmokingPipes.com and the La Madrina exclusive for them.
Yeah, so they love the La Madrina.
It's a great cigar.
And it is our most popular selling brand. And so they really came to us and said, we want to do something with that brand, if you don't mind. I said, I don't mind at all. It's not like, I'm in sales, buddy. You're helping me grow my business. I'm helping you grow your business. Let's talk.
Let's do it.
And so they wanted to go full out, and they wanted to do a totally different size in a totally different format with their own branding that has the Smoking Pipes logos on it. And so, yeah, we did the Smoking Pipe box. And, yes, every box you receive, half of the cigars will be missing. No. Just kidding. No, we've only had this one box in display. It's been a very large conversation piece, and some of the people have been wanting to grab them in the last day. I'm like, go ahead, take one.
Yeah,
so, so it's a beautiful presentation, 10-count box. You can still buy them on SmokingPipes.com, and it comes with like a La Madrina flip-top lighter and I think a sticker or something, some promo. Yeah, very cool project. Limited. Both of these things are limited, so when they run out, they'll run out, but you can buy them today.
There you go. Yeah. Look. Secreto, SmokingPipes.com. Go get these. I can't wait to get my hands on both of them. I love the La Madrina. It's one of my favorite.
Yep.
And I need to get my hands on that.
Yeah.
Dapper as fuck. Because YouTube's already demonetizes, so I don't give a fuck. Ian, I appreciate your time, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Welcome, day 3, PCA Trade Show 2024. We are at none other than Foundations Booth with the man, the myth, the legend, Nick Melillo. Thank you so much, my friend.
Good to see you, as always.
Spending some time with us. So you were recently on the podcast with myself and Nick Sears. We had a great time. I believe it was late last year. And
Nick is here.
He is here.
I saw him.
Yeah, he's wandering around here somewhere doing probably not a whole lot. but you've had...
We love you, Nick.
We do love you, Nick. You've had a lot of stuff change in the last few months.
We've had a lot going on here at Foundation.
Yes, let's talk about some of the changes.
Let's talk about it.
So Matapa is now
Oxum. Yes. So this is Oxum. So we had a little bit of an issue with the imagery there.
Really?
And you know, trademarking in this industry is quite,
You get a C&D, you get a C&D, everybody gets a C&D.
Yeah, fortunately I haven't had to deal with that for most of the company's history.
Good.
And these things can be kind of long and drawn out. So it was at the beginning. So I said, let's just.
Easy to flip it.
Flip it, let's move forward. So this is the same blend. It's from the same production run.
Everything's the same, but the name, the band,
correct,
the marketing behind it.
Yes, and you know Nicaragua is, I'm passionate about history and culture.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm also passionate about the history of the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
So Oxum is the resting place of the Ark of the Covenant. For the real, this isn't Indiana Jones. This is
Ethiopia, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
So in the town called Oxum, they claim to possess the Ark.
And they tell you, it's right over there in that church. You want to see it, come back when we do the parade once a year, right?
Guarded by one priest whole life. He appoints another priest upon his deathbed. Wow. And that is said to have been happening for 2,000 years. So fascinating. The imagery, this is actually the father of the gentleman on the tabernacle box.
Yes.
So Haile Selassie.
Yes.
This is his father.
No kidding.
He was the governor at one time of Oxum. So I always love the imagery. You know, 10-count boxes, Sumatra, Ecuador, broadleaf binder, which I think really makes this blend.
It makes it pop. It does. It makes it.
It does. It adds a little bit of that natural sweetness. It's definitely a richer, fuller-bodied blend.
But it's not overpowered.
Balance is crucial.
Yes.
balance is crucial. So I've been smoking them nonstop before the show. I've been on the Claros because the Claro is so tasty.
Yes.
So these are currently shipping. So these are out.
These are out. These are good to go.
These are good to go. Look for them. I'm really happy about this blend.
So now you've the got wise the man. Wise man, because
this is completely different.
Yes, because you've discontinued
Wawense. Yes, very difficult for me.
I would imagine, because I remember the very first time we had you on the podcast, 2019.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do I pronounce this? And you're like, it's Wawense.
Yeah.
And you were very proud of that. And so I can't imagine having to say goodbye to that.
I think you summed up the experience of Wawense. obviously, I knew it would be a mouthful for people.
Sure.
It served a purpose when I first started in 2015. And launched the company. Nobody knew who I was, James.
I know the feeling.
Except for a hardcore group of, more of the hardcore smokers, the shops that I've met over the years. So, it hasn't grown like our other brands. And I think, obviously it's a mouthful.
It is.
So I said, we're going on our 10th year. It's time for change. It's time for evolution. I had this amazing opportunity to work with Pepin Garcia, my father, and I couldn't pass it up.
No, how could you pass that up? He's a legend.
Impossible.
No.
So I blended and branded under the Wise Man. Under so we have wise. A Corojo Wise Man. This is 100% Nicaraguan. So we have fillers from Esteli, Condega, and Jalapa. So the three main growing regions.
It is really it's all-encompassing Nicaragua.
It is. It is. You get the best of all of Nicaragua. Two binders, Esteli and Jalapa. And then the wrapper is Corojo.
And look, if the audience remembers from your very first time on our podcast, you were very passionate about Nicaragua.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is your home away from home.
It is. It is.
So for you
to spending a lot of time.
So for you to be able to do this and really bring in all the best parts of Nicaragua.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this blend.
You should be.
To me, this one is right down the middle.
So it's right in that sweet spot where.
Right in the sweet spot.
I like that.
You know, it's not a mild cigar. It's not a full-bodied cigar. It's a beautiful medium-bodied, natural sweetness, cedar.
So I like that because when people think of Nicaraguan cigars, they always think full-bodied, bold cigars. And this is, you're going to taste everything they have to offer in one cigar, and it's not going to overpower you. And if you're a new cigar smoker or you like that light medium, you're going to be able to come into this.
If you're an experienced smoker, you're going to... I hate to say it, but this does remind me of what Cubans used to taste like. And of course, I'm making it with the Rey de los Habanos. So he should know. But to me, the Cubans now are very floral and mild.
Very floral, very mild. Not what they used to be 20, 30 years ago at all.
This has got depth and body without the overpowering. But it's got
enough kick for the aficionados.
Correct.
I'm
on my second one already today.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
The Maduro is bolder.
Sure, it's going to be a little.
Fillers from same regions, double binder, San Andreas, but there's more Viso and Ligero in the blend. Okay, so it's kicked up.
Got to get. Kick to it.
But again, balance.
Well, balance is, like you said earlier, it's key. If you don't have the balance, if there's too much sweetness, too much bitterness, too much earth, it gets boring.
It does.
So with the balance, I like that. And again, it's the best that Nicaragua has to offer. And it allows the cigar smoker to kind of take the journey with you.
True. You can experience Nicaragua through these blends.
Because not everybody can get to Nicaragua all the time.
No.
And it's a beautiful country. You love it. And so I'm very excited for you because I know your passion for the people.
Did you have one
yet? Country. I have not.
I got to get you a couple before they're gone.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. But that's not why we're here. I see you have the Senator's box there. And I just want to remind everybody that was my cigar of the year last year.
This blend is phenomenal.
It is one of the best. And we all know, celebrating, you know, the anniversary of finding King Tut's tomb, worked with Highclere Castle. Here's the thing, and I think I said this to you on the very first time that I met you on a podcast, was why don't you do a history podcast? Because you are so into it. You've got a great voice. You're so passionate about it.
If I had the time, James, I would.
Look, we got in here. We snuck in here. We had a lot of help from Brooks from Half Wheel. So I'm very thankful for him to get us in, because I know you're swamped today. Because media's, we're all chomping at the bit. Can we get in? Can we get in?
I really think they should do a media
day where it's just media.
I would love that.
That would be nice.
That way, because, you know, it's so tough because I want to talk to everybody, but
and then we're not taking time away from you guys when you're trying to do business.
Yeah,
I think it would be a great idea.
I think it would be a really good idea.
Nick Melillo, Foundation Cigars. We're going to get you back on the podcast. Hopefully sometime this year, I'll reach out to you. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of fun, and it's so fun to talk to you. You're so knowledgeable and passionate about it. I appreciate your time, Nick.
It's always good talk. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And you're going to be at Rocky Mountain Cigar Fest?
I will. One of the few events I will do this year. Rocky Mountain, come check us out. Yeah,
we'll be there.
It's always a good one.
Hey, everybody. We're back here at the McAuliffe booth at the PCA 24 Trade Show with Dan Thompson, president of McAuliffe Cigars. And you've got a new cigar.
James, it's like we were just here 9 months ago, right?
Feels that way, doesn't it?
And yes, we have a new cigar.
You've got the McAuliffe Blue, which is the follow-up to the McAuliffe Black, which made our top 10 list. It made a lot of people's top 10 list. It was a cigar of the year in some of those lists, which congratulations. I don't know if I was able to tell you that before, but it was a very good cigar. I loved it. And that was at a $8, $9 price point. And the new cigar, the McAuliffe Blue, which has a beautiful blue band on it, obviously just like the black. This is a $7 or $8 cigar. Talk about the price, because I think that's important. We start there, and then we can talk about the blend. We can talk about the cigar itself.
Yeah, I want to be precise. I think that you said it was a very good, then you said $7 or $8 cigar.
Yes.
And I think that these are very good cigars, period.
Period.
But and
we talk about
it's
price
under $10.
It is sub $10.
But there's a $10 to $20 cigar. You're not going to say this is better or worse.
No.
You're going to say it's in that category.
It punches above its price point as the black
deal. And it's designed to. We realize people are having difficult times in America. You know, the wallet doesn't have quite what it once has.
No.
And through careful planning, starting in 2020, we're able to develop the tobacco and have this concept of a sub $10 cigar. We knew that we wanted that to happen. And we've been able to deliver on it. And it takes all aspects of our entire factory to accomplish that, from branding and packaging and everything. You know, you may say it's a beautiful band. It's a beautiful, single, simple band.
Yes.
That affects the price.
Absolutely.
And so by doing all those things, we're able to introduce the blue. And the blue is a San Andreas Sumatra. Not many people know that there is San Andreas Sumatra.
Right.
And so we're happy to be able to introduce that to people. It's at the same $8 for Toro, $7 for Robusto. You're smoking it now. You recognize that it's not just a black but done a little different. It's a completely different cigar.
So here's the thing. So not a lot of people, like you said, know that there's a San Andreas Sumatra. But it still has some of those characteristics of your typical Ecuadorian Sumatra. There's a little bit of spice.
Spice sweet.
It's smooth. You guys buck the trend a lot, which is weird because for the most part, the cigar industry is an industry where people follow what other people do because it works, right? You, on the other hand, 2020, we're going to support our retailers. We're not coming to the trade show, which didn't happen, but we're going to support our retailers.
That's how we get programs like the Fay 5, where we spend our money in the channel with our retail partners so that our consumers benefit instead of it just going out to different third-party marketing organizations.
Right. Instead of buying swag, you're putting that money into
We're trying
them.
To put as much money into our channel
Absolutely.
As we can to help our brick-and-mortar retail partners and our consumers, who really are the people that foot the bill for everything.
Well, these come in boxes of 20. Is that right?
The black and the blue
come in boxes of 25.
25, my bad.
Today. Five packs. On the horizon.
Okay. But let me ask you this, because the industry, again, you guys bucked the trend. The industry is going to 10-count boxes. Like, that seems to be what
there's a reason why. A 10-count box is a $200 register sell.
Yes.
A 25-count black or blue is $200.
Right.
So the industry had to change their packaging to stay at the $200 mark.
And you guys, on the other hand, you're like...
We just did the traditional thing.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it would be nearly impossible for some of the other people to do, because you have a factory that sells to a brand owner that sells to a retail shop.
Yes.
In our case, we're completely integrated. We're farming now in Nicaragua in 4 different locations. Our San Andreas tobacco comes. We process everything internally. Everything is done under one roof. So there's one less person in the supply chain. It's not that either method is right or wrong. It's different business strategies.
Sure.
But this strategy allows us to deliver this value at this price.
And I feel like as much as you focus on the retailers, that helps the consumer, because that's the end customer. And this is made for them.
Yeah, this is made for the end customer. And we want tobacconists to get excited in the shops and be like, you don't have to buy a $25 cigar to have a great smoke.
No,
and I think a lot of tobacconists, they have cost pressure too, their lives. And so when we can get them excited, we really need the thing that, for us to be successful and carry us where we need to go, is we need attention in the retail shop by the tobacconist working with the consumer to put this in people's hands.
That's a good point. Like, how do you keep their attention? You come out with the black, it gets a lot of buzz. People love it. You come out with the blue, which was pre-released at the Great Smoke at Smoke Inn.
The Great Smoke.
And people loved it. That was
Guys.
Yeah.
Did it in their care package. And Smoke Inn is doing it in their Cigar of the Month Club. That means nearly 4,000 consumers have smoked the cigar before it's even gone on sale.
And you can see behind this, you guys are busy on day one. So the buzz is real. The hype is real. I'm not overstating it, but this is a great cigar. It is smooth. It has all of those characteristics of a Sumatra, but a San Andreas Sumatra.
Let me answer one question that you asked. How do you keep attention?
Yes.
We also work with the tobacconist with our training program, where we walk, they get a package of all of our cigars, and they get to walk through. It's the elusive 5x40 L'Andreas size that everybody talks about. That's what we provide to tobacconists so that they can learn our blends and have some fun.
You know, and that's, again, bucking the trend. A lot of other companies don't do that. You were hyper-focused on that.
We want to win. We're very serious, and we want to win. We want people to love McAuliffe cigars because they can afford McAuliffe cigars and have a great smoking experience.
I know the trade show just opened a couple hours ago. Obviously, the reaction's been great. Your salespeople look absolutely slammed, which is... What are your expectations for this show?
Here's the truth that we know about it. We know that retail shops, this is earlier in the year, and they feel like they may not have had enough time to accrue the same amount of cash that they normally have at a July show.
Right.
This is the right answer for it to be in March, so we can launch products and they be available all year.
So you like the earlier show?
Very much so.
Was it a struggle to get this ready for this in only 9 months?
Yes. I mean... The truth is, this band, as soon as we learned the trade show was going to be moved up 4 months, I called my manufacturing leader and said, call the band company today and prepay half of our deposit, because we knew we needed a band and a slot in a time that all this supply chain thing can work. So like I hung up one call, and I knew the limiting factor would be the band.
Right.
And the boxes we had began already starting to accrue. And so we pre-purchased space in the band line.
So I want to understand what you're saying, Dan. Because I was at the McAuliffe Open House in September. We had a great time. Guys, you got to come. Become an ambassador. We've talked about that ad nauseum on the show, but you've got to become an ambassador. McAuliffeCigars.com. They let me in. They'll let you in. But you knew this was coming out in September. You knew.
Yeah, of course.
And you didn't say anything to me. I'm a little hurt.
Can I make up for it right now?
Absolutely.
This September?
Yes.
we're going to introduce Rep.
No kidding.
And we've got a single box so you can see what it looks like. But black, blue, and red will all be available on sale this year.
Do you have plans to continue with this, with the color?
We have a couple more concepts that we're playing with. We think that it's a great core piece of the portfolio. The signature classic blends that we've had, we've kind of divided into two, and we're really thinking about laying the Medallia and Riata together as being sort of our signature. And then we think about the Herencias and the, Connecticut.
As oh, being I love part, the Connecticut.
As being part of just like a deeper track that's yes. further back. And if you get to the B side of our cigars, that's where they are.
I but wouldn't usually, call them no, B sides.
No. It's like music. It's just like music. There are tracks that are deeper and different. They're more traditional Cuban approaches to the cigars. And when people find them, they love them. It's very different than the consumer that wants a red, blue, or a black.
But is the black, has the black become a gateway, so to speak, for consumers to find that B side because the Leyenda?
That's exactly right.
Is so good.
The Leyenda's on the A side, but it's still a deeper track.
But the Medallia is one of my favorites.
On the A side.
Right. So what's on the, what would you consider the B side? The Connecticut,
the Herencia, and the Connecticut.
But the Herencia is great in its own right.
Cigars.
Absolutely.
But you've got to have a plan.
But you guys downsized the, you took the bold line, took it away.
That's correct.
You're focusing on black, blue, red, and now you're focusing on the A and B side.
You may be the first person that I've said that to publicly.
So you're, it's really a paradigm shift for you guys. Without losing your core value of, we're going to take care of the retailer. That in turn is going to
that
take care of the consumer.
That is not changing at all. But we want to provide a different set of options to the consumer based on these difficult times that's very friendly to their billfold.
In the day and age, guys, of $60, $100, $300, $500, $600 cigars, to have a cigar that comes in at sub $10, and you have two of them that punch way above their price.
$7 and $8.
$7, $8. $8, $9, right, for the black?
No. It's they're all seven and eight.
It's even more crazy. That's insane. $7 to $8.
It depends based on the location
sure,
you're buying
your
from the pack structure.
And, absolutely.
But they're all suggested at $7 and $8.
$7 and $8. That's the suggestion in the Supreme. Guys, the blue releases, because we're at the trade show, you've got to find it. We're going to get you on the podcast.
We need people to support us and buy these cigars so that we can stay exclusive to the bricks and mortars. As the factory is running to keep them at these price points, we do need volume to go up.
That's a good point.
And I just want to be honest about where we are.
Are you? Do you have internal discussions about that all the time? Will we make more money if we were in the online retailers?
No, we're not interested in being in the online retailers. That's a stake that we don't want to do.
You don't ever want to do that again.
I don't want to ever have that happen. But I'll be candid that we do need the volume in the retail shops to go up, because if you don't make enough and sell enough cigars, $7 and $8 cigars turn into $10 and $12 cigars.
But you'd be like everybody else.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that.
No.
So I'm honest in asking, please help support us. Please bring them into your brick and mortar, and please have people, you know, start exploring it. Pick up one or two in addition, and I think that people will love them. It's your job to introduce them. It's our job to keep them with the quality of the product.
And I love that. We've always talked about the grassroots program that you have, where you have the consumers go out, go to your local B&M. You want to try this.
Thank you.
Trust me, it is very good. Dan, we are going to get you on the podcast for a proper one-hour interview.
I love it. I'm excited.
I love when you come on the lives on our After Darks and you comment. I absolutely love it. You actually showed up. You were like, yeah, I'll come on. I loved it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get you on. We're going to talk about all of this. We'll talk about the industry. We'll talk about... We'll go deeper into what McAuliffe is really doing, because
absolutely
I love what
happy
you guys
to.
Are doing. Dan
Thank
Thompson,
you very much.
McAuliffe Cigars.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hello, everyone. Here we are, PCA 2024. Yet another interview with a icon, brand, and person in the industry. Everybody's heard of Lotus, the Vertigo brand. This is
Rosemary
Sharp of the Lotus Group. And we're here to highlight some of the new products. And Mary, I'm going to let you take it away and
sure.
tell us about the company a little bit, even though people know it. Give us a little background and then talk
sure.
about the new stuff.
You all know Lotus for its smoking accessories. It's a 25-plus-year-old company. We have two very popular brands, our upscale brand is named Lotus, which ranges from about a $40 retail to $120 retail. And Vertigo, which is our mid-tier brand, where we started about a $6 price point up to $29.95. And we have some new things this year. Of course, our new catalog, which we're very proud of. Lotus, Vertigo, yes, in the same catalog.
Right.
And many of you are now familiar with our in-house customization, our private label program called Printing House, which has done tremendously for us. And it's very well priced, very low minimums, and no setup fees.
Really? So what is like
our lowest quantity starts around 48 pieces and goes up to 500 plus. And we have an abundance of items that we've added this year to it, and everything is in stock. It's all done in-house by our own people. Our graphic design department gets involved. We send you proofs, and we print away. So hopefully that you'll have a chance to take a look at that and look at the new product that's included. We've done some really nice development this past year where we've come up with a very well done four-part cutter for the Lotus brand. It has two different size punches. One's a 9mm and one's an 11mm punch. Mm. And then a deep V and a guillotine with a serrated blade, which is our signature. In most of our cutters have serrated blades. The plating is magnificent on the pieces. And we have some great colors. Candy apple red. This is Valencia orange, which is the BMW color, Valencia orange.
Nice.
And of course a chrome, which is a beautiful finished chrome. And this is $100 retail. Yeah, the black will always sell
right
in the line. Actually, what's really interesting is this orange color. We've done it in a few lighters now, and it's sold out before the blacks and the chromes. So
really?
I think it's the new favorite color. It's a nice...
It's true. Look, everything's about orange these days. I don't know.
Exactly. And it's important to get the right orange.
Right. And that's a very, very high-end finish for sure.
Yeah. This is another new piece. We call this the armor for the mesh. This is also in our Lotus line. Has a cigar rest at the top. Of course, a punch at the bottom. And these are all little features that at the point of sale go a long way to value add. And this is a triple torch. And we have some, you know, really nice colors. Gunmetal, our signature copper and black.
Very nice.
And this is a $39 retail as well.
Very nice.
What we found since COVID is that we have a lot more occasional smokers in our consumer base. And that's why the V-cuts have gotten a lot more popular lately, because it's a perfect cut for them. There's no worrying about a guillotine and ruining a cigar by cutting it too much or too little. And so this is a new V-cut that's built into a really nice dual pinpoint lighter. And it's $39.95 retail with a
very
punch
deep
as well.
Too,
yeah, it's a deep V cut, and we have some great colors: copper, gun, chrome. And this has been one of our best sellers since the show opened. Here's another new item on the Lotus line. It's got rubber sides.
Triple
angled. The punch comes from the side. And we really designed this for a printing house because the space available for imprint is magnificent. And the colorways are beautiful. And then we have our crackle finish on the black. So here
and
we
the
have
windows
five
great too,
styles.
To see the, you know, that's,
we always try to include a fuel window.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the largest tank possible. Most of our lighters light to at least 12,000 feet altitude, which is great for the West. We've done a new, we haven't had a new table lighter in Vertigo in some time, and this is a new table lighter in Vertigo. It's very solid. We call this the King because the top looks a bit like a crown. And it also has a very big cigar rest, very large tank, very large fuel tank, and it's another triple. And it's $39.95 retail. And moving down, this is the Oculus cigar rest again. This has a beautiful metallic finish and a textured middle. Triple flame.
$29.99. Really nice. Yeah, it is. Speckle there. That's very nice.
Reminds me of some of the car metallic blacks, like Volcano Black, and
yep.
It's done
nice.
Well for us. Has a fuel tank as well, window. We've done some interesting single jets at our opening $6 price point, and this piece retails for $12. Has a big imprint space, a very long, narrow, but large fuel tank, and a pretty strong single jet flame.
That's very cool.
And we've also worked on some vintage styling. This is a new table lighter in Lotus. That's a quad. Everybody recognizes this from decades ago.
Yeah, like the old Dunhills.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've done it in pewter, a brass, and a copper. It's at $49.95 retail and has done very well. We've had a large request for a bleed tool. So we tried to do something that would fit in your pocket. And the bleed tool has the holes angled sideways so that it doesn't spray up. We have two screwdrivers on it, and it's just a handy little tool.
So that's sold as a packet, those three things together?
Blistered in a display.
Oh, very nice.
So that's around a $10 retail.
Yeah, that serves a purpose.
Yeah.
And then these guys?
Those are pokers in the Lotus line.
Nice.
It's a nice twist, so it doesn't tear the leaves.
Yeah. Very nice.
Three different finishes, chrome, gunmetal, and black. And they're individually boxed with a clip, $29.95. And we've also moved into some new gift sets. This is a three-piece gift set. We find that this cool gray, it's a really nice blue gray, has done very well for us. We introduced this at Holiday and have reordered it since because it's done really well. It's a $70 price point.
Comes in other colors or just this color?
Just that color.
It's a very...
really nice rubberized finish on the lighter, rubberized finish on the cutter.
Very nice, yeah.
Serrated blade.
Gift case.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
We continue to sell our basic travel humidors. We have a new travel humidor in Army Green. And here we've introduced a flat flame into the mix. And these are all retail for $39.99. Continue to sell really well.
With the whole case, the whole kit.
Yeah.
Listen, your price points are very, very reasonable.
Yeah, and I mean, this is very nice. We have a very strong presence with our factory base where we can assemble these and everything comes in as a finished product.
Very good.
So we just...
multiple colors, I see.
Yeah, we introduced this really nice blue-gray. And
which matches kind of this, almost.
Yes. So... I continually watch the two colors because they were introduced at the same time and they've been selling almost at the same rate. So they're in the 5 and the 10 count on both in both colors.
Gotcha.
And of course our silicone ashtrays have really sold well. These are waterproof, breakproof, dishwasher safe, and heavy enough to keep outside without blowing away.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of different companies that are jumping on this bandwagon, and it's great.
Yeah.
You know, you can't break it. And
no, and it's easy. You know, melamine's been out a long time. Ceramic has been out a long time. It's nice to have something different.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's heat resistant, up to 500. We've come up with a new size butane that's doing very well. It's 150 mil. Nice size. We're running a special on it at the show, 40 off. So we sell it in dozens. And what's nice about the Lotus butane is we have the adapter caps for different nozzles that are in here. So it's really reasonable, $1.80 a can.
Yeah. And then this is...
It's the car ashtray.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's for the full cigar and the nub.
Right.
This is a $10 cost. They sell all day long.
And very popular.
Yeah, also since COVID, everybody's been a little bit careful about sharing ashtrays and cutters. So a lot of the single stick ashtrays have sold very well. This is a glass one, and this is a melamine. They're both in that $10 to $15 range. So we...
The leather cases?
Yeah, we have cases. We have cases that have a cutter with them, so it's a gift. Just 62 and 70 ring gauge size cases.
Gift cases.
More gift sets for holiday, of course.
Mm-hmm. So how's the show been going for you?
The show has been going really pretty well. What we're finding with our accounts is they're really kind of growing organically, our existing accounts. We're finding a lot of new accounts, and not just new accounts to us, but new accounts to the industry, where people have walked in and they said they've been in business 3 months, 6 months, really? 1 year. And
well, I'm glad to see
nice
the trend
see.
Is going
with it's
more
nice
shops,
to see
yeah.
enthusiasm. It's nice to see young people getting into the industry. And some of the accounts are bringing their family members in now. Their second generation, their third generation is with them at this show. So it's nice to see the consistency and the longevity of our existing accounts and new accounts. So we're excited to be here. It's a great industry to be in, and
yes.
we hope we have another day and a half like we've had so far.
So it's been great so far
yeah,
for you.
Great so far.
So the
far.
Attendance, more than last year, less than last year? How's it?
I would say it's almost the same.
Okay.
But people seem to be riding a little bit more than they wrote last year. Our average volume per order is a little bit higher this year.
Okay.
We're happy.
Rosemary, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
For letting everybody see your wonderful products. I've always liked
the
brand. I was telling Rosemary before, I have a personal history where years ago when I was in the retail side of things with shops over in the Middle East, I was buying some of the very expensive humidors that she had. And the people that are still there, the people I work with Mary Lurch. And,
we have a great tenure in this company.
That was like 15 years ago. And here she is, still here.
Yeah.
And Carl and everyone. So great company, great support. Pretty much every retailer that sells the stuff has it. So, you know, try it. I think the price points are good, great value.
Yeah.
And I wanted to basically get it on the show so people are aware of it.
Much appreciated.
Thank you,
Thank
Rosemary.
You so much.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
PCA 2024, I am here with, you know, the icon of the industry does not say it properly. For me personally, when I first, I got to put a little of my personal story in here.
Yeah.
When I first started smoking cigars, we're talking early 90s.
Right.
I lived in Boca Raton. We'd drive down to, you know, Little Havana.
Little Havana,
go to La Gloria, you know, your little the shop, the whole bit.
Yeah.
And used to be there. You were gracious with your time, talking to me. It got me really into the lifestyle. Back in the 90s, was involved. Now, as people know on my podcast, I'm in all aspects as far as media, and it's my pleasure and honor to not only talk to you again, get to interview again, and also tell everybody, if you're not already smoking EPC, I mean, how many awards can this man possibly win? Number one cigar here, number one this, he's got them all. But please, Ernie, tell us about what you're bringing out new this year, the status of EPC, the future, anything you want to talk about.
Well, you know, Nicholas, it has been a long time, and thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
It's my pleasure.
Because we do go back a long time.
We do.
I do. And basically, we're here at the 2024 PCA show. And for this show, we're introducing this new line called the EP Carrillo Essence line. And basically, what this is a line where the wrapper is going to be the dominant factor.
Okay.
So we're starting this year with a Sumatra wrapper and also a Maduro from San Andres. Now, the Sumatra is the original seed from Ecuador. And the plan for this brand is to every year come out with maybe 2-3 lines. But long term, we're looking at to introduce about anywhere from 8 to 10 lines, depending on the wrappers that we're using. So we're going to start with the Sumatra, the San Andres. We're also going to do a Hondurans, which is going to be made by the Plasencia family. That also is coming out to the end of the year.
I see.
And then the other thing we're going to be introducing next year is a Connecticut line, Cameroon line, and also a cigar made in Nicaragua for us by another manufacturer.
Oh, awesome.
And, you know, again, this is the plan. The wrapper is going to be the key factor here. And price point, they're going to be priced from $9 to $11. So I think it's a very
reasonable price point today, absolutely.
For nowadays, I think it is. We also have the Encore Black, which we introduced at the beginning of the year. And this is also going to be coming out toward the middle of the year. So we have a lot of good stuff coming out this year. And I think it's an exciting time for EP Carrillo. Like
you're keeping busy, man. What about collaborations? Anything new you want to talk about?
Right now, the only collaboration that we've done is with the Oliva family, the Oliva Cigar Factory,
right,
where we do the Allegiance. And also with the Plasencia, we did the Inch Nicaragua, which has also, you know, both of those brands have been very successful for us. Coming next year, I think there is something in the works. Let's see what that is.
About it.
But I think it's going to be exciting also for the industry as a whole. So
that's awesome. So where are you based mainly? Miami or
I'm based in Miami. Our factory is in Santiago, Dominican Republic.
Right.
And you know, I've been there now since 1996.
Your son and daughter still?
My son and daughter are here. They're not here at the show today, yes, they're in the company, and they're doing a tremendous job. And I'm blessed.
That's good. No,
so
you've
always, helping
on top
with
of your family, you've surrounded yourself with some great people.
Yes.
Mikey, I've known from Cuba for the last 15 years. And he's I'm sure he's become a key employee for you.
Yes. I mean, we have a lot of good people. You know, we have a great team working for us in the United States and also in the Dominican Republic.
That's awesome. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you so much for your time.
Good to see you again.
Always a pleasure. Maybe someday have you on the show via Skype, you know, like, you know, the Zoom.
Let me know.
And we can talk.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Great.
Thanks, guys. Smoke EPC. If you haven't, you're missing out.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for us from the Las Vegas Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, PCA 2024 Part 2. I hope you join us next week for Part 3, where we've got a lot more interviews. I'd love to tell you who it is. I haven't gone through all the footage yet. Guys, we have over 7 hours of raw interview footage. So if you want to check out the interviews that didn't make it to the podcast for time reasons, and that's literally it, go to simplysogies.com, check out our PCA 2024 coverage, or you can go to our YouTube channel, or you can go to Facebook. They're all on there as well, and you can check them out, or our Rumble page. Guys, it was a lot of fun. We really did have a blast. Again, I want to thank my team. I want to thank Brooks from Half Wheel. And I want to thank everyone who was at the show that took the time to sit down and talk with us for even just a few minutes. I'm very appreciative of that. And of course, you, the viewer and the listener. Without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you guys very much. We'll see you next week for Part 3. Until then, stay smoky, friends.